Turning now to Africa, shelling and machine gun fire shook the Somali capital Mogadishu for an eighth day today. The UN says more than 320,000 residents have now fled the capital since February, causing the worst humanitarian crisis in the country's recent history. It also says that the government has demanded to inspect all food and medical shipments into the country and is holding up potentially life-saving aid to tens of thousands of people. Stephanie Savariod is a spokesperson for the UN's World Food Programme on the ground.
Well, 2 weeks ago, some trucks from WFP were stopped at a checkpoint. The trucks were loaded with food aid and were going to be distributed to displaced people in the town of Avgoye, which is about 30 kilometers from the capital, Mogadishu. But the trucks were stopped because the TFG asked to inspect the food, so we had to go back to Mogadishu with the food for that. However, there have been talks recently to solve that problem, and we are going to try now very soon, probably tomorrow, to send food to Avgoye again to feed more than 30,000 people.